because that I come to tell you what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to hear what Jesus said? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Praise God. This is a day that the Lord has made. We need to rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the 34th day of the year. Hallelujah. And tell somebody, I'm still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. And I'm glad. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to still be here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody else it's another day the Lord has kept. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We owe him some praise. Hallelujah. Anybody breathing out there? Hallelujah. Anybody breathing out there? Because I heard the word that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. You might have your aches. You might have your pain. But you're still here. Hallelujah. You choose between wanting to have an ache and pain and not to be here. Because in this life, you shall have Christ. You shall have tribulation. But God. Give glory and honor and praise to God our Father. Jesus Christ, our Savior and brother. The Holy Spirit, our keeper and teacher. The Trinity for allowing us to be in that presence. Another day. And I don't know about you, but I know for myself, I'm not here because I was holy. I'm not here because I dotted every I and crossed every T. I'm not here because I love everybody the way I ought to have loved them. It's nothing I have done that were merit by being here. Not you. But you ought to tell somebody, but I'm here. And why I'm here, I'm going to praise him. Why I'm here, I'm going to rejoice. Why I'm here, I'll lift his name. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I don't need 10,000 tongues. I just need to praise with the one I got. So I give glory, honor, and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. To our provider, Elder's gifts. To Elder's Green, who shares the wisdom with us and did our Holy Communion. And to every other minister in the house, we praise God for you. Just wave your hand. And then to everybody else who holds a position in the church, wave your hand. To everyone else who will use the labor as a layperson, but you know that's a position too. We praise God for you. Wave your hand too. Everybody has a position in the house. Everybody can't be the secretary, and everybody can't be the pastor, and everybody can't be the deacon, and everybody can't be the mother, and everybody can't be the ushers. Somebody got to be in the pew. Hallelujah. So your place is as important, because if you aren't in the pews, there won't be no service. Hallelujah. If you aren't in the pew, the worship service will be useless. That's why he told you, don't forget to assemble yourself together. Assembling together is important. So don't let nobody tell you you can stay home. You can't get together home. There's something about worship that needs somebody there to worship with you. Jesus said it got to be at least two. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. But we're having church right now. Hallelujah. Because Jesus told you to praise him. Jesus told you to worship him. Hallelujah. Jesus told you to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that's all we've been doing. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody needs some good news?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You should find our text today in the book of Ecclesiastes. Hallelujah. That's right near the Psalms. Go to the Psalm and go past it, and then you'll find it in Ecclesiastes coming up after the Proverbs and et cetera. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here yielded. Spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. We pray that thou will speak to us by way of your Holy Spirit through this vessel. But we yield that he may do just that. Hide me behind the cross and let Jesus arise, that we'll see Jesus and not me. You hear your word and not me. It's not about me, God, but it's all about you. And we come to hear what you have to say. Not just the congregation, but even me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And let the people of God say, are we there? Okay. To everything, there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heaven. To everything, there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heavens. Neighbor, now is the time. Hallelujah. Some of us been waiting and waiting and waiting and getting disappointed. Because you haven't seen what you've been looking for and waiting for. But I stopped by to tell you today that the time is now. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and some of us have missed our season. Because the seasons keep rolling. The season doesn't stop. There's only so much time in a season. And some of us have been going into the rough season and never come out of it, even though you have been out of the rough situation. We've been looking for it in all the wrong places. We told you on last Sunday, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else they're adding to you. You see, you're going to find your help and your deliverance in the word of God. We're looking for God to come and do some miraculous miracle. For we can realize that we're in our season. That is our season of victory. Our season of deliverance. Our season of hope. Our season of joy and peace. Our season of just not worrying. But you see, that's up to you. You had your time of worrying. Now's your time to rejoice. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night. He didn't say weeping may endure for a year. He didn't say weeping may endure for a month. He didn't say weeping may endure 2 days. But it said weeping may endure for a night. Ask the neighbor, how many hours is in the night? How long is your night? Jesus told you the night was 12 hours. So you ain't have a day now. Weeping may endure 12 hours. And it doesn't have to go 12 hours. Notice that there is a word in front of endure. And that word is spelled M-A-Y. It's pronounced as, say it again. It could. It could go 12 hours. But it doesn't have to go 12 hours. 12 hours is the limit. You know, like the speed limit? 55 and 45 and 35, that's the limit for you to be legal. But we know we all exceed the limitation. And we're doing the same thing with our worry and our endurance, our weeping. We exceeding the limit. Tell your neighbor, the limit is 12. And there's not 12 years. There ain't 12 months. It's 12 hours. Weeping may endure for a night. It didn't say 2 nights. A means one. Weeping may. Say, neighbor, are you still weeping? You are extending your frustration. Elder Green read to you in the scripture, don't worry at all. Why? Because God got it in control. Little dad said, I came to tell you what Jesus said. And Jesus said, don't worry. I got it. I've already fixed it. I have delivered you. You got to catch up with it by your faith. You got to believe what's printed in the holy book. See, it's not just words on a paper, like in novel worlds. These words are alive. These words are active. They're functional. They work as long as you allow them to work. You see, they're working for you. It's just like you got somebody working for you. They'll work as long as you let them work. But when you go and lay them off, you go give them a pink slip. They don't work no more. Somebody has pink slipped the Bible. You the boss. If they're not working in your life, you have pink slipped it. Well, you did it by mistake, or you did it intentional. You control it all. Weeping may. Last 12 hours, but it could end in 1 second. From one limit to the other. Jesus wept. It doesn't even take a second to weep. He wept because he loved Lazarus. And Lazarus had gone. Hallelujah. Even though he is the resurrection and the life, he still wept. Even though he knew that Lazarus was going to come back once he called him, he still wept. So weeping is given to you, but don't overdo it. Weeping is given to each of us to cleanse us. To cleanse us of our pain and whatever else it is, but don't overdo it, because then it becomes making you painful. You gain some more pain trying to get rid of pain. So instead of getting rid of your pain, now you got double agony. If you don't worry, watch it, you're going to wind up in the depression state. But now is the time to let Jesus be Jesus. Let the word be the word. Let God's action be the final action. God says what it means and means what it says. It's time to lay aside every weight. See, we've been asking God to take it. And that's why we've been missing our season. Because we're waiting for God to do something you're supposed to do. We're missing our blessing because God didn't do it. Tell your neighbor, he's already done it. Now you just got to accept it. Amen. Amen. Let Paul say, wherefore we have such great a cloud of witness. Hebrews 12 and 1. You got the whole world looking at you who said I'm saved. Who say I'm a child of the king. And now you walking around here thinking ain't nobody. But you're claiming kingship. You're claiming royalty. Because your father is king of kings. And he's lord of lords. He is the supreme ruler. You claim that. But then you live in like you're an orphan. With no benefits. Hallelujah. And see, I say, I'm blessed and highly favored with the friend's benefits and overflow. See, I say that to remind me not to worry about anything because I got overflow. May not be what I want, but God knows it's what I need. Hallelujah. And everything we need, we don't always want it. You might need to take some castor oil. To get rid of your cold. You cried everything out. It ain't good. I could never settle it. It's back like the word said, lukewarm. You know what happened then. It went down and came right back up. But what little stayed in there, because you thought, how many know everything that come back up? It's all. And whatever all run on is going to leave its sign. Let you know some residue. Got in there. The word called it a remnant. Tell your neighbor, all you need is a remnant. The Bible said, I think a teaspoonful, but all I needed was a remnant. Teaspoon came down, and just about a teaspoon came back up, but all of it come back up. So the little bit that was there, it wasn't good, but it was good for me. Now, is the time. When I was in high school, and that had been years ago, I elected to take typing. And the standard thing you needed to type to do your speed stuff. Now, I couldn't get my fingers to do it all that, for that good. I could never get past 30 words per minute. But you had to type, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for every good saint come and deal the things the way the Bible say do. You've been doing everything else, but now is the time to do this. So we got a cloud of witness looking at us. You claiming salvation? They ain't claiming nothing. And more happy than you are. More joyful than you are. Not complaining like we are. How is anybody going to be born unto God? And all you gave them is the complaints. If you're going to talk about your complaint, you ought to talk about, I've been delivered. I went through this. And I went through that. But thank God, I'm delivered. I didn't go through by myself, but I went through with God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Now is the time. Hallelujah. You can stop living like a sinful man and live like a child of God. Now is the time, hallelujah, that I can rejoice in the midst of my trials. Somebody said, don't wait for the battle to be over. Hallelujah, but rejoice now. Shout now. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, ye land, come before his presence. Hallelujah, with thanksgiving and a singing. Know ye, hallelujah, that he's God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are. I didn't hear you say it. We are his people. Who are you? Don't let nobody else tell you anything else. I'm here. I belong to God. And the sheep of his pasture, we are here. He's my shepherd. I don't have to want. And when I come to his house of worship, I need to enter his gates with thanksgiving, and in his court with a praise. Hallelujah. Not complaint, but we come here to worship. We come here to praise him. And we believe to do his work and not our work. We are his people, not he or ours. So Jesus is really not yours. We're his. Maybe that's why we want to boss him around. Because we say he's mine. He's mine, I do with him what I want to do with him. And that's why some of us maybe live the way we do. Act like a lion one day and a lamb the next. But to be his, you're supposed to be a lamb all the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. So I guess I've probably been going by my script because it changed to something else. That's not even related. Some Google something. So I guess I'm right on cue for what I'm supposed to be doing and not what I had planned to do. Hallelujah. Because all things are working together To the good of them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. Not ours. That's our problem. We want everything done the way I want it done. But you got to realize God is orchestrating this thing. And if I acknowledge him in all of my ways, he will do what? Direct my path. But there's no need of him directing our path if we ain't gonna walk in it. See, that's our problem. We say, ain't got there yet. If not now, when? If not here, where? Tell somebody, you ain't got forever. We don't even have the next second. So you need to do it when? Now. Now is the time to live out the decree that God has given us. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Well, we will know that God is going to exalt every valley. He's going to break down every hill and mountain. He's going to straighten up every crooked place. Now is the time. I can walk that straight and narrow path. Now is the time. I can rejoice in the midst of my trials and tribulations. Now is the time. Hallelujah. I had my time for my bad thing. Now it's time to rejoice, to have the good of the Lord. I had my time of poverty. Now is my time to be rich in the Lord. My Father, on gathers on thousands of hills. And earth is the Lord, and we're quitting. Earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. And everything and everybody that lives therein is his also. Hallelujah. It amazes me how some people and scientists don't believe in God because they can't prove his existence. Yet they can believe that this whole world just came about on its own. What's more sillier than or stupid than that? And position the earth in the exact amount place that we can live on. And then made everything with partners. And these things, brother, this came about from an explosion. If there was an explosion, who caused it? And if there was something to be exploded, who made it? Now is the time that we take God at his word. We don't need no proof. All we got to know is, I'm here. That's proof enough. I don't have to see it. I know it. I know it because the word said so. Hallelujah. Anybody know it? Do I have five people in the house that know it? Anybody in the house know that he is my present help? Anybody in the house know that he delivers and he does it on time? Hallelujah. We can endure everything, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy. After weeping comes joy. Ain't no people space in between. Weeping, rejoice. It go from weeping to rejoice. We've been sticking things in between everything. We got to have that transition period in there. We go from one bad thing, then we had to go through this long period of transition before we finally get the deliverance. That's not how it's supposed to be. You go from one to the other. You either love me or you hate me. You either believe me or you don't believe me. Ain't no in between believing. And start saying I ain't got there. You're there. Now is the time for you to realize that you're there. And denial ain't gonna get you delivered. But accepting it will. But joy coming in the morning. Hallelujah. And it doesn't necessarily mean the night that we just went through and the morning that we're now in. This is talking about things and events that happen in your life. The bad is the night. The good is the day. So you're going to have them. Okay? God said you're going to have them. And don't blame God when it happened. God didn't cause it. It was caused by man. Because God made everything good. He made everything good, and it was just not plain just good. It was very good. So it's an overflow in it. Okay. And we mix it bad. We make it bad by the things we do, the way we act, the way we talk. We make it bad. But he made it good. So everything is good in its own. Now when we take it and use it the wrong way, that's when it becomes bad. But he did make it good. Hallelujah. Now is the time that we live by the word of God and not by the say-so of man. See, man acquired a micromanage you and your salvation and your righteousness. But they can't do a thing for you because they are worse off than you. Hallelujah. sin can't judge sin. And we all are sinners. Some of us are just saved by grace, but you're still a sinner. You're wrapped up in sin. All right. And as I said before, dirt is dirt. And sin is sin. And you know what we got to stop doing? Putting degrees on sin. You got a little sin. You got a not so little sin. You got a middle size sin. You got a greater than middle size. We got a large sin, and we got the XX and triple X's and four X's and five X's. And we got all them different levels of sin. But guess what? The little one's going to get you in hell just as quick as the big ones that you call them little and big. Sin is sin. There is no such thing as a big one or a little one. So stop picking on one. We just pick on one sin and shine it good and polish so everybody can see it. And we miss out all on the millions of other sins that we're doing. Now is the time. I'm trying to quit. Now is the time that we let aside every weight and the sin. So start piling up them sins. You got some weights going to get you in hell. Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin. That beast go easy, get us upset. And then we can run. When we start worrying about this, what this Tawana's doing, we can run. We start worrying about what Elder Gates is doing, we can run. We start worrying about what the deacon is doing, we can run. We can stop worrying about what everybody else is doing wrong and they ain't never looking at yourself. We can run. If you just keep your eyes focused on yourself, we can run this race with patience. And if we're running with patience, we ain't worrying. We're running with patience because we know that God in his own time is going to work it out. When we stop worrying about Tom, Dick, and Harry, Susan, Mary, and Jane, and just stay focused on yourself. Because if I keep my eyes on Sis Ida, she's back there and I'm trying to see her. I'm going to stumble all over Michelle. Here I am, supposed to be focused on Jesus. Keep your eye on the bright and morning star. And that's Jesus. He's the one. Everybody else gonna cause you to stumble and fall. But Jesus is perfect. He won't cause you to error. Y'all gonna be mad with me today. But I came to tell you what Jesus said. Keep your eyes on him. Jesus said, I am the way. Not Sister McIntosh, but Jesus. is the way. So if I look at him, I can't go astray, because he's on that straight and narrow path. And it said, deny yourself and take the cross and follow me. The cross gets heavy. Tell you now, you can't lay it down. Because you can't follow Jesus if you ain't got no cross. Lay aside yourself and you take the cross. The cross got pain. The cross got headaches. The cross got lying and criticizing, ostracizing, abusing, whatever else in it. The cross is there. That's why Jesus fell to the ground, because the weight of the world was on the cross. Hallelujah. All right. So rejoice in your tribulation. Now's the time. Rejoice in your trials. Now is the time. Because if you keep on waiting, you're going to be gone from here and have failed to do what Jesus said, do. And we want to hear him say, well done. Anybody want to hear him say, well done? You've been faithful over a few things. Come on in, I'll make you rule over others. Well done. You bore your burdens in the heat of the day. Well done. When the cross got heavy, you kept on carrying it. Well done. Thou have been faithful. You endure hardness as a good soldier. That's enough. Because I could go on. But the word says that's enough. And I'm going to do what Jesus said do. I'm quitting. God's presentation is extended. Anybody need Jesus for any reason at all? Salvation, deliverance, membership or whatever. We have the invitation that's extended. All purpose. The male course is singing. Invitation that's extended.
I thought,
yeah,
number one will surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought of myself as a mighty being. about to hold in. I thought I could make it. On my own, I thought I could make it. All alone, I thought I could build. Without you holding, the mountains are high. Now since I made Jesus my all and my all, down on my knees, it's his name that I call. Now if I don't trust him, I'll be less than a man. For without you holding. Without you holding, the mountains in my life are too high, and the valleys are wide. Down on my knees, where I learned, I can't, Lord, I can't, without you holding. Without you holding, the mountains are high, and the valley.